Imagine a man whose life was transformed from a despised tax collector to a beloved disciple of Jesus Christ. What if I told you that this same man became one of the most influential figures in the early Christian church? In this video, we'll uncover 10 surprising facts about Matthew that will deepen your understanding and appreciation of his remarkable journey. Stay with us as we delve into his extraordinary story. Matthew, originally named Levi, was a tax collector in Capernaum before he became a follower of Jesus. Tax collectors were often despised by their fellow Jews for collaborating with the Roman authorities and exploiting their position for personal gain. Yet, it was in the very profession that Jesus found Matthew and extended his hand of grace and redemption. When Jesus called Matthew, he left everything behind to follow him. Matthew 9:9. This radical decision marked the beginning of a new life, characterized by unwavering faith and commitment. Matthew's response to Jesus' call challenges us to consider what we might be holding on to and how we, too, can embrace a life dedicated to following Christ. Matthew's story is a vivid reminder that no one is beyond the reach of God's grace. His transformation from a tax collector to a disciple is an inspiration for all who feel unworthy or distant from God. Matthew's example encourages us to trust in the transformative power of Jesus' love and to answer his call with open hearts. Matthew is traditionally credited as the author of the first gospel in the New Testament. This gospel, known simply as Matthew, provides a detailed account of Jesus' life, ministry, death, and resurrection. It uniquely emphasizes Jesus as the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies, highlighting his role as the promised Messiah. The Gospel of Matthew contains the famous Sermon on the Mount, which includes the Beatitudes and the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 5-7. These teachings are foundational to Christian ethics and spirituality, offering profound insights into living a life that honors God. Matthew's meticulous record of Jesus' words and deeds continues to inspire and guide believers around the world. Matthew's gospel also emphasizes the kingdom of heaven, presenting Jesus as the King who brings God's reign to earth. This perspective invites readers to participate in God's kingdom by living according to Jesus' teachings and following his example. Matthew's gospel remains a vital resource for understanding the life and message of Jesus. One of the distinguishing features of Matthew's gospel is its emphasis on the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies. Matthew frequently quotes prophetic texts to demonstrate how Jesus' life and ministry were the realization of God's promises to Israel. This approach not only validates Jesus' messianic identity, but also connects the New Testament to its Old Testament roots. By presenting Jesus as the fulfillment of prophecy, Matthew provides a compelling argument for the Jewish audience of his time. This emphasis also helps modern readers understand the continuity of God's redemptive plan throughout history. Matthew's gospel serves as a bridge between the Old and New Testaments, reinforcing the unity and coherence of the biblical narrative. Matthew's careful documentation of fulfilled prophecies underscores the reliability and divine inspiration of Scripture. It encourages believers to trust in God's Word and to see Jesus as the ultimate fulfillment of God's redemptive plan. Matthew's gospel thus strengthens faith and deepens our understanding of God's work in history. Matthew's background as a tax collector likely influenced his perspective and writing style. His gospel is known for its structured and organized approach, reflecting the meticulous nature of his former profession. Matthew's attention to detail is evident in the way he presents Jesus' teachings and miracles, offering a comprehensive and systematic account of his ministry. Furthermore, Matthew's experience as an outsider in Jewish society may have given him a unique sensitivity to themes of inclusion and mercy. His gospel highlights Jesus' compassion for the marginalized and outcasts, underscoring the inclusive nature of the kingdom of God. Matthew's narrative challenges us to embrace a similar spirit of grace and acceptance in our own lives. Matthew's gospel also emphasizes discipleship and the cost of following Jesus. He records Jesus' teachings on commitment, sacrifice, and obedience, providing a roadmap for living as a disciple. Matthew's unique perspective enriches our understanding of what it means to follow Jesus faithfully. The Gospel of Matthew includes a detailed account of Jesus' birth and early childhood, known as the infancy narrative. This section provides unique insights not found in the other Gospels, such as the visit of the Magi and the flight into Egypt, Matthew 2. These events underscore the divine nature of Jesus' mission and the fulfillment of prophecy from the very beginning of his life. Matthew's inclusion of the infancy narrative emphasizes Jesus' royal lineage and divine protection. The visit of the Magi, in particular, highlights Jesus' universal significance as these wise men from the East come to worship him. This narrative invites readers to recognize and honor Jesus as the King of Kings. The infancy narrative also sets the stage for the rest of Matthew's Gospel, establishing key themes of prophecy fulfillment and divine intervention. It reassures readers of God's sovereignty and his active involvement in the world. Matthew's careful documentation of these early events reinforces the miraculous nature of Jesus' life and mission. One of the most significant contributions of Matthew's Gospel is the Great Commission, found in Matthew 28:19-20. In this passage, the risen Jesus commands his disciples to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them to obey all that he has commanded. This commission has become the foundation of Christian mission work throughout the centuries. The Great Commission emphasizes the global scope of Jesus' mission and the responsibility of his followers to spread the gospel. It challenges believers to step out in faith and share the message of salvation with others. Matthew's recording of this commission underscores the importance of evangelism and discipleship in the Christian life. This passage also highlights Jesus' authority and his promise to be with his disciples always, even to the end of the age. It provides assurance and encouragement for believers as they carry out the mission of making disciples. The Great Commission remains a central mandate for the Church, inspiring countless efforts to proclaim the gospel worldwide. The Beatitudes, found in Matthew 5:3-12, are a series of blessings that Jesus pronounced during the Sermon on the Mount. These statements describe the attitudes and characteristics of those who are truly blessed by God. They include blessings for the poor in spirit, those who mourn, the meek, and those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. The Beatitudes present a radical and countercultural vision of what it means to be blessed. They challenge worldly notions of success and happiness, pointing instead to spiritual virtues and the values of God's kingdom. Matthew's inclusion of the Beatitudes invites readers to cultivate these qualities in their own lives and to seek God's approval above all else. These blessings also offer comfort and hope to those who are struggling or suffering. They remind believers that God's favor rests upon the humble, the merciful, the pure in heart, and the peacemakers. The Beatitudes encapsulate the heart of Jesus' teaching and provide a blueprint for living a life that that is pleasing to God. Tradition holds that Matthew continued to preach the gospel after Jesus' ascension and eventually faced martyrdom for his faith. While the exact details of his death are uncertain, early Christian sources suggest that he was martyred in Ethiopia or Persia. Matthew's willingness to die for his faith is a powerful testament to his devotion to Christ and his commitment to spreading the gospel. Matthew's martyrdom reminds us of the cost of discipleship and the sacrifices that many early Christians made for their faith. It challenges us to consider our own commitment to Christ and our willingness to endure hardship for the sake of the gospel. Matthew's example inspires believers to remain steadfast in their faith, even in the face of persecution. The legacy of Matthew's life and martyrdom continues to impact the church today. His gospel remains a vital resource for understanding Jesus' life and teachings, and his example of faithfulness encourages believers to live boldly for Christ. Matthew's story is a powerful reminder of the enduring power of the gospel and the ultimate hope that we have in Jesus. Matthew's impact on the early church and on Christian history is profound. His gospel has shaped Christian theology, liturgy, and practice for centuries. The themes and teachings found in Matthew's gospel continue to resonate with believers, offering timeless wisdom and guidance for living a life that honors God. Matthew's legacy is also evident in the countless lives that have been transformed by his account of Jesus' life and ministry. His meticulous documentation of Jesus' words and deeds has provided a foundation for Christian discipleship and evangelism. Matthew's gospel continues to inspire, challenge, and comfort believers around the world. As we reflect on Matthew's life and contributions, we are reminded of the power of God's grace to transform lives and the enduring significance of faithfully recording and sharing the message of Jesus. Matthew's example encourages us to be diligent in our study of Scripture and to share the gospel with others, trusting in God's power to work through us. The Christian Church commemorates St. Matthew with a feast day on September 21st. This day is dedicated to celebrating his life, his contributions to the early church, and his gospel. It is a time for believers to reflect on Matthew's legacy and the lessons we can learn from his life and writings. The feast day of St. Matthew is celebrated with special liturgies, prayers, and readings from his gospel. It serves as a reminder of the important role that Matthew played in documenting the life and teachings of Jesus and spreading the message of the gospel. This day encourages believers to honor Matthew's memory by living out the teachings he so faithfully recorded. Matthew's feast day also provides an opportunity for Christians to renew their commitment to the Great Commission. As we remember Matthew's dedication to spreading the gospel, we are inspired to follow his example and share the message of Jesus with others. This celebration reinforces the ongoing relevance of Matthew's contributions to the Christian faith. Matthew's journey from a despised tax collector to a beloved disciple and gospel writer is a powerful testament to the transformative power of Jesus' love and grace. His meticulous documentation of Jesus' life and teachings continues to guide and inspire believers, offering timeless insights into the nature of God's kingdom and the call to discipleship. As we reflect on Matthew's life, let us be encouraged to follow his example of faithfulness and commitment to Christ. If you've been inspired by Matthew's story and the profound teachings of his gospel, consider diving deeper into the rich wisdom of the Bible. Our ebook, Living the Ten Commandments in Today's World, offers practical insights on how to apply these timeless principles in your daily life. Purchase your copy today through the link in the first pinned comment and embark on a transformative journey of faith. Thank you for joining us on this exploration of Matthew's remarkable life. Don't forget to subscribe to the Bible Glow channel for more inspiring content and leave your questions or comments below. Let's continue to grow together in faith and understanding.